are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah. We are the children, the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Miranda.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
Hey, guys, I'm Kendall.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Abby. And here's Karen.
Hello, everyone. It's so great to be with you all today. How are you all doing?
Good.
Well, before we start our lesson, let's hear a Karen and Kids song. Any suggestions?
How about We're Different?
Great choice, Abby.
So different.
God created us that way. But we have lots of things in common, too.
As Christians, we all believe in Jesus.
We want to follow Jesus.
We want to obey God's laws.
And we want to be like Jesus.
Jesus lived a perfect life.
He always did the right thing. He had patience with people.
He never sinned in his anger.
He loved his Father with all of his mind and strength and might.
He even loved the unlovable.
In this world, we may fall short in many ways, but we really, really need to try each day to become more like Jesus, building our character. Now, character is who we are and what we do and what others see. Have you all heard that word before, character?
Yes.
We can read in the Bible some references about character. Kendall, why don't you start with the first one?
The Bible says, a wife of noble character who can find, she is worth far more than rubies.
Noble character is worth a lot, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's character fit for our King Jesus.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you think are important that tell us who you are? Give me some examples of some things that are really important for you to do the way Jesus would want you to do them. Yeah, Miranda.
Have patience.
Very important. Mm-hmm.
Service.
Mm-hmm.
Respect.
Respecting your parents and respecting authority, respecting the laws, respecting God's laws.
Obeying.
It's very important to obey. And who should you obey, Aaron?
God.
Obey God. And who else?
Your parents.
Mm-hmm. When you're playing with your friends and they do something wrong, do you go ahead and do that with them? Or do you say to them in a nice way, that's not right, I don't want to do that? Can you give me an example of that, anyone? Mm-hmm. Carolyn.
Well, I know I definitely do this a lot too, but like sometimes I'll catch my friends like gossiping or something, and I'll just like tell them that I don't want to be a part of that, and usually they'll just stop.
That's right. Good. How about telling the truth? Is it important to tell the truth?
Yes.
Why do you think it's important to tell the truth?
Because God's word tells us to.
That's right. And we do want to obey God and respect God. Here's another thing that I think is really important with character, and that I notice you all are very good at. I think you all are very good listeners. I can say that Carolyn is a wonderful, kind, compassionate, loving young woman. She's
Thank
a woman
you.
Now. And that she loves children, and she is gentle and honest and caring. And I can say to Kendall that you are gentle and quiet, and when you come in, you're always ready to do work, and you give to me so much. God has gifted you with a wonderful voice, and yet you're very humble.
Thank you.
And that is a wonderful part of your character. And Abby, you have a wonderful voice too, and you're a lot younger, but God has really, really blessed you with that. And I can really tell that you really love your mom and your sister. I can see how much you love them and care for them, and that's a wonderful part of your character.
Thank you.
And Aaron, I can tell that you love to be with your big sister and your mom. I can see how much you love them, and I can see how much you love Karen and kids, because you're always ready to be here, and you're always doing your work and always doing your lines just right. When Miss Karen gives you direction, you're listening really well. I think that's a wonderful part of your character. And Miranda, I just love the way you lie down and grab frogs out of the pond. You have so much energy, and you have so much enthusiasm, and you have so much love for the Lord. I am very, very blessed to be working with you wonderful, wonderful children of wonderful, godly character. The Bible says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
In the book of Philippians, Paul writes, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves."
Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interests of others.
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus,
who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
Even Jesus, the King of Kings, humbled himself, thought of others, and suffered for us. Sometimes we might suffer when we do the right thing, right?
Yes.
The Bible says we rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
When we work to become like Jesus,
people will see our joy and our hope and our peace. They will want to be with us.
They will want to know more about our Jesus.
They will see our good character.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for sending Jesus to show us how to live,
how to care for others, how to obey you, Father.
He can teach us so much if we are willing to follow him.
Jesus is our Savior,
our friend,
our shepherd,
our Lord.
And it's in his name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope that you learned that God the Father wants us to be like Jesus.
So read the Bible every day and stay connected to him.
Every moment, every day, every step along the way I'm growing. So I'm connected to you. Every moment, every day, every
Karen and Kids is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to sharing the gospel message with children all over the world.
If you would like to be part of our ministry or receive information about us, you can call us at 1-800-527-5522.
Or email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
And thanks to this station for partnering with us.
We are all working together to teach kids about Jesus.
And remember, every day,
work and pray to become more like Jesus.
Build your character. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.